What happens after they go to the clerk of court is that the Secretary of State actually scans the ballot images and makes them publicly available.
So when I found out that you were even able to put in an open records request to receive these ballots, it seemed to blow some minds, you know. And I'm sitting back here thinking that it's blowing my mind just a little bit that all this is on the computer and we have been able to be able to look at it before now and nobody knew that, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and I had to, you know, because I want, when we got your open records request, I was like, well, first question I wanted to ask is, can you get that information through a public records request given the privacy requirements that are in the Georgia Constitution about a secret ballot? And so that's what led me to the Secretary of State regulations and their process for anonymizing and publishing those ballots. So that's definitely, like I say, that's something we can work together on trying to make sure that you get